We know that he's going to explain it in the story of the parrot and the cage, right? And the story of the parrot and the cage is, first of all, if I want to label it, is the longest story of Masnavi. And the subject is love and what love is. And he will talk about love. Remember, book one covers love. This story is it. He will teach you what the essence of love is. It's a long story. We'll go through it maybe a couple of months. Because he will talk about different aspects of love, what really love is. Love is not wanting. Wanting comes out of the need of the animal. And in talking, human beings will interpret too much wanting is love. That's how you love your poor, and that's how you love your nation, that's how you love maybe even your mom. That's wanting, that's needing. Love is something else. And love is difficult to describe. He will do it. But here, remember, he said, if you read this, and that love is not provoked in you, then you should do something about it. Because it's not the theory. He said, we are not here to make you more intelligent or clever. Because if you're a bad person, we prefer you being dumb. If not, you're dangerous. Here is being good, because we know that that's the only way to feel good. Because if you're bad, you feel bad. Because that's in you. This is what he's trying to explain here. So, okay, remember, I told you a story about a caliph. And I told you the story of the guy who changed, transformed, melted down and rebuilt by Umar to something else. By what? By reading this stuff. Now read it. If you read it and it doesn't work for you, you should find something else. You should try to be like them and make a better correction. When you will be sure that it's working for you, that parrot feels restless in you. That parrot which is trapped in you doesn't like being in you. It doesn't like even you. Because you know what you are to that parrot? You have a parrot in a cage. Who are you to that parrot? Look at it from the eye of the parrot. You are a merchant. Yeah? You're a dealer. You negotiate day and night with everything. That's what every animal does. Who are the animals? They're the merchant, aren't they? In the morning, every animal waking up will think, now what? What should I do today? Where is the food? Where could I find the food? A safe place. Maybe then sex. And how about having a very safe den? And that's it. Remember? Eat, get to be eaten, reproduce, which is it. That's business. And that businessman is in you, the merchant. The parrot is in you as well. And your parrot is silent. Reading this stuff should awaken that parrot. That's the story of parrot later. Now, at the end of this story, you will say, this is what you are supposed to do. And because he knew that you will look at me like that, what does that mean? He emphasized that, listen, all the good people I know, all of them, together, harmonically, they said, this is the only way. We'll emphasize like that for you, not to let you go around and say, okay, this was a good business. This is the only way. Coming out of yourself. Read it, please.
The bird that is a prisoner in a cage is not seeking to escape. 'Tis from ignorance. The spirits which have escaped from their cages are the prophets, worthy guides. From without comes their voice of religion. This is the way of escape for thee. By this we escape from this narrow cage. There is no means of escape from this cage but this way.
Remember last time Rumi said, I'm sorry, but the meaning doesn't really perfectly fit in the poetry and verse a lot more and blah, 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 like that. At the end of this paragraph, he said, listen, this is the way. All the prophets and the spirits, the best one, they will tell you this is the way and the only way for you. All of us, we escaped that cage by this. So, if you're listening to Rumi passionately, not logically, this is something that should remain in your mind always and always. This becoming what?
What he says, the words of religion.
Religion?
From without comes their voice of religion crying.
Yes, but religion, that's the point. What is religion? I told you, that's a very complicated subject because first of all, in this language, there are a couple of words for that and each word is describing something. All of them are describing what? Path. In Arab language, there are different words for path. The problem is, when an Iranian will use it, you could translate it to religion always, which has nothing to do with religion when I say Sharia'am. I'm giving an address to someone. I'll say I'm living in Hamilton Street. In Arab language, I will say Hamilton Shara. That's Sharia. Okay? Means the street. Okay, sometimes I could say avenue.
Sharia.
That's Sharia. You hear by TV and they talk about this. Sharia, Sharia. The guy is Sharia. Sharia is another word for the path. Then is Deen. Deen is another word for that. Then we have more.
Tariqa.
Madhab. Zahaba is another path which is not the path itself, is the place that the walking will take place. Zahaba will take place, the actual stuff. That's mazhab, which is normally religion. That's more than all the things religion. And there is tariqa. Tariqa means the way, really, the W-A-Y will do it. And tariqa is what we describe, our way of looking at it. Rumi is from tariqa, not sharia. The word is deen, the most, the vaguest one, I believe. Because in Persian it refers to your beliefs as well.
So when Rumi writes religion, is that the bias that he was being directed towards?
No, not at all. It's more clever than that. He will say, as Guruna Vazashan Ayat Zedin, means from outside their voice is coming to us through this path. Because they're out, you see? They got out. That's it.
Yeah. It's translated differently in
the other book.
What is the translation of it?
It says from the spiritual world.
Yes.
This one says from the spiritual
world. No, from religion. No, it says directly from religion. From religion.
That's the religion, this is the spiritual. You know what's the difference between this, that book and that book?
Yeah.
This is